For ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. In an historic move, the South Carolina House Thursday followed the Senate's vote with its own vote to take down the Confederate battle flag from the Statehouse grounds. The move was widely anticipated and was the subject of several rallies on the grounds both for and against the removal. According to the bill, the flag will be displayed in the South Carolina Confederate Relic Room and Military Museum in downtown Columbia. Several dozen people braved the noonday sun of the Statehouse grounds Thursday to take pictures, be witnesses to history, and soak up the atmosphere in anticipation of the flag's removal. The scene was calm and people were smiling. Passing cars honked their horns to mark the occasion, and chants of "One State, One Flag" were heard. People on both sides of the issue were there, all in a reflective, non-confrontational mood. Eileen Simpson of Augusta thought the state might be losing some of its heritage.
Well, I believe that it's trying to get rid of what our South Carolina history is all about and our American history. And to me, the flag is just an item, and hate is hate, whether there's something to represent it. And for a lot of people, it might symbolize the angst that continues to be an issue throughout our culture here in the South, but I think we have to take a look further inside of ourselves, because like I said, it's just an object, and hate comes from within. Hate and love comes from within.
Simpson said, however, that she was expecting the decision.
Yes, I thought ultimately it was going to happen based on the actions of our governor. I think ultimately she was trying to do the right thing, be progressive. And I think it's unfortunate. Like I said, it's changing the history, and history is history. What we should be doing is moving forward, and probably to a lot of people, this does represent moving forward, but it doesn't really address the overall true underlying issues.
Her husband, John Simpson, said he doubted taking the flag down would change anything in South Carolina, so given the choice, he would leave the flag up.
I think there's certain expectations that the whole world's going to change when that flag comes down, and I think people are in for a rude surprise, because there's not going to be that changes resulting from that. I'm a real states rights and I'm anti-federalist, I guess, and I just ordered a Confederate flag. Now, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I'm not putting it up in my house or on a flagpole, but just the fact that they told me I couldn't, I went and ordered one, and I probably would leave it up, because I don't think that it's going to accomplish anything.
Hilda Williams of Columbia watched the vote on TV late into the night, but she said it was worth staying up for.
I'm excited. It's a long time coming, so I was really excited last night. I could not sleep after they made the announcement. I had to take a pill to go to sleep, because I just couldn't sleep after that. I was so excited I couldn't sleep. I respect them saying it's heritage, but Lalam is using it as the Confederate flag as hatred. So if it's heritage, I really don't think that it should be under the State House, because that does not represent all of South Carolina. So it should be in a museum or something. It shouldn't be over the State House, and the State House represents everyone in South Carolina, not just a handful of people, but everyone.
Williams's excitement was shared by Shanice Joyner, also of Columbia.
Oh, I was extremely excited. I was shocked because, like I said, it has been something that we've been wanting for a really long time, but we didn't think it was possible. And we didn't think that people would be, like, rallying for it, because a lot of people do consider it as their heritage, I guess. So I was really surprised, in a good way.
Joyner said history can't be erased, but there are better ways to remember heritage than flying a flag that offends many people.
The flag is hateful. There's a way to remember what happened, what history and everything, in a museum where it belongs. I mean, obviously you can't go back and change slavery or change whatever happened in the past, but there's a way to honor everything.
Melissa Lewis of Lexington County said the recent slayings in Charleston created a wave of anti-flag sentiment that overshadowed the history the flag stands for.
Well, I just think it's unfair that one sick individual can make such a dramatic change in history. I mean, the Confederate soldiers that fought in that war, their lives should matter. I mean, this symbolizes the blood that was shed on the battlefield. And that's the symbol of the flag, the heritage of the state, you know, what South Carolina, you know, fought for.
Lewis also objected to the way the legislature made its decision.
I think it's an unfair decision. I think it should have been cast out to South Carolina, to the citizens of South Carolina, and let them make the decision. And then if the majority over, you know, was still take it down, then let it be taken down.
Columbia's Frank Heflin, who watched the Senate debate in person and the House's on TV, was not sure he would see the day the flag would come down.
You know, I'm sort of cynical about progress in South Carolina, but I really do think this is a really fine day and a change. People say it's not much to it, but it really is a symbol, and it's one the state of South Carolina helped create. This as a negative symbol when it put it up in 1961 in reaction to the 180 African Americans who were arrested on the street right here for demonstrating, and then the Civil Rights Act that followed. It was an act of defiance, and that's really helped establish it, you know, over the last 50 or 60 years as a more divisive symbol than the, quote-unquote heritage symbol that a lot of people claim.
Heflin is hopeful that a positive change will happen as a result of the flag's removal.
Again, I think it's going to take a lot of work, but it's moving in the right direction, and it certainly would have been a really difficult time had they not done this. People talk about businesses come in and, international perception, which is all true. But, you know, what's most important is inclusiveness and the social aspect within South Carolina. And so it's a really positive note today rather than what would have been a really negative and difficult one. But, again, it was the legislature that finally stepped up and did it. And so that's, you know, kudos to them.
The flag has flown on the Statehouse grounds since 2000 as part of an agreement to lower it from the Statehouse dome. Saying it was a new day in South Carolina, Governor Nikki Haley signed the bill into law Thursday afternoon. It is expected to be removed from the Statehouse grounds today. Many people said they hoped the event would help the state heal old wounds and move forward in a spirit of unity and cooperation. I'm Tut Underwood for ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio.